Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Mean Gene Show, powered by the Sports Kings here on iHeartRadio. It is a Tuesday, July 28th, 2020, and we're back on track for this week. Hope you had a great, safe weekend. As always, weird saying that because it's a Tuesday, but as you guys know, the show does not start until Tuesday for me. And I'm glad that I start the show on Tuesday because Monday is like news-making day for some reason. I mean, things always just kind of blow up on Mondays. But anyway, hope you had a great, safe weekend. And I did have a safe weekend despite having to deal with a tropical storm / hurricane that hit South Texas, mainly Corpus Christi. So those folks are doing a little bit better. You know, I was down in Corpus Christi a couple of weeks ago, went to the Naval Air Station down there to hang out a little bit. A nice town, great people, great food. But, you know, it just that comes with, you know, living on the coast. And, you know, you've seen the Gulf of Mexico. You see how things get, you know, hit from Mississippi, Louisiana, Texas. I mean, you just got those three states that are always in the path of something. But anyway, our thoughts and prayers go out to those folks who are dealing with, you know, just losing property and the damages and all of that stuff. Not to mention having, you know, a hurricane, because I think it landed as a hurricane category one. And, I mean, that's just the last thing you want to deal with on top of a pandemic. So so I think they suffered a lot of wind and rain damage, but I believe things are getting a little bit better down there. And so anyway, just wanted to acknowledge that. So a few topics today, including the big one, of course, and that's the Miami Marlins players and coaching staff test positive for COVID-19 over the weekend. I mean, this story is really, really interesting. And I'm going to probably share with you something that you didn't know about that story, and something that is sure to come up as, you know, people tend to question more and more why so many players, why that team, and, you know, and the fact that Major League Baseball is continuing to move forward regardless. I mean, not saying that they aren't going to take extra steps, but we're going to talk about that too, because we thought everything was kind of solid. And these are some of the things I talked about. I mean, no matter what plan you put together, and I think the NBA has a very good one in the fact that they are all in one location. Even so, it's still hard to contain the virus. I mean, even doing, and the NBA is having a hard time just trying to get those guys to act right. And that was something that we talked about. So anyway, but big news from Major League Baseball. Another hot topic today is, of course, the list of NFL players opting out of the 2020 season. It's getting bigger and bigger. Hell, I don't even know if the New England Patriots is going to have a team. I mean, you know, one would have to think there's a collective effort by members of the Patriots or some members of the New England Patriots to just say, hey, guys, you know, we're trying to tell you. Imagine, you know, starting a season with 31 teams. And I know the NFL, they'll find replacement players. They will get somebody in there. But, I mean, it's still a strong message that, you know, players are deciding to opt out. The reason why they are opting out, I mean, it's just, it can't be ignored. I mean, you just can't overlook why these guys are deciding, hey, you know, we just don't think the reward is worth the risk that, you know, for the season. I mean, so I'm going to have the latest on the NFL Players Association and the NFL Collective Bargaining Agreement as it relates to COVID-19, because that's, you know, that's very important for you to know what happens to these players that are opting out or those who might be considering it, and what is the financial impact for doing such. So we'll talk about that In the last segment of the show, I am going to update you on the NBA and the WNBA. The WNBA has already started. The NBA, a lot of scrimmage games taking place. And I'm going to admit, some very entertaining scrimmages. Just good to see basketball. Good to see. I mean, it kind of reminds me of Summer League, you know, but with your big name players. I mean, that's what it feels like, because it's July. This is the time where Summer League would be playing right now. So it reminds you. So I did get to hear my friend Craig Bolajack the other night, the Utah Jazz. I forgot who they were playing, but Craig was doing his thing, and I know they are in that bubble, and it's just kind of cool to hear him describe what is taking place down there in Orlando. So if you are new to this show and if you haven't been following it, we had Craig Bolajack on the show a couple of months ago. Craig Bolajack is the play-by-play announcer for the Utah Jazz. Craig was there the night that the Utah Jazz and the Oklahoma City Thunder, that game that was actually canceled or postponed due to Rudy Gobert testing positive for coronavirus. And then everything just sort of, you know, just took a downward spiral to where the NBA called it quits, and then everybody else after that. The NHL, Major League Baseball halted, you know, spring training part one. So, I mean, it was just kind of interesting. But anyway, to hear Craig talk about what happened that night was incredible. So go back and listen to that show if you get a chance. I think it was May 15th show. So just look up, if you listen to the show on whatever podcast you listen to the show on, whether it's iHeart Radio, whether it's Google Play, Spotify, TuneIn, iTunes, Apple Podcast, whatever you wherever you listen to the show, go and find that show May 15th. Listen to the interview with Mean Gene and Craig Bolajack, and it just kind of lets you know how things, you know, how we got to the point where we are right now. And so we're going to try it again with the NBA. And that's what's happening. It's raining in Houston right now. It's sort of sporadic rains. I think it's the remnants of Tropical Storm Hannah. Now, there's some activity going on out in the Atlantic, and it's just funny how they track these storms. All of these storms come off the coast of Africa, okay? I sound like a weatherman, don't I? They come from the coast of Africa. You know what? I actually wanted to be a weatherman, I guess, in another life. I mean, I do find weather fascinating, and, you know, I spend a lot of time watching the Weather Channel, especially when they get into those stories about how lightning is formed, this, that, and the other. It's very, very interesting. Okay, so I remember in college taking a course on that stuff and learning about the upper level lows and this and that. It's just kind of fun stuff for me. Okay, that's that nerdy side of me. But anyway, so I just felt compelled to give you the weather forecast here in Houston, because I never know what's going to happen here. Storms and winds come out of nowhere in Texas. If you've ever been, especially in the Dallas area, you could have the sun shining and 5 minutes later, you have like a downpour out of this world, to where you have to pull over to the side of the highway because you cannot see. Your windshield wipers won't go fast enough, or if they do go fast, they're not removing any water because it's coming down hard. Those things happen. They happen in Texas, and torrential downpours out of nowhere. So anyway, what else is going on here? So we will do a show Thursday. Like I said, we're back on track this week. That's a good thing. Back on track, and I really can't wait to get into the Major League Baseball story here. We just had Dave May Jr. on the show. Dave, the son of the late, great All-Star Dave May Sr. And man, you go back and listen to that show too. That was just last Tuesday, I think, when I asked Dave if he think that MLB would finish the season, and he just sort of laughed. I mean, man, maybe he knew something that I didn't know, and You know, who would have thought that an entire baseball team, and it's not just one baseball team that has to postpone games. It's a domino effect. So I won't get into it right now. How about we take a break? When we come back here on the Mean Gene Show, we are going to talk about the Miami Marlins, those players and coaching staff that tested positive, and the overall impact it will have on Major League Baseball. You're listening to the Mean Gene Show here on iHeartRadio.
This is a message from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. CDC is working to help keep you and your community safe from the threat of novel or new coronavirus. COVID-19 is spreading in the United States, and leaving your home increases your chances of getting and spreading the virus. Stay home except to get groceries, medications, or other essentials. Check state or local government guidance for where you are. If you must leave the house for essential items, take the following steps to help avoid the spread of COVID-19. Maintain social distance, approximately 6 feet or 2 meters from others. Wear a cloth face covering in public. For more information, visit cdc.gov.
And we are back, folks. Once again, you are listening to the Mean Gene Show here on iHeartRadio. Tuesday, July 28, 2020. Hey, I want to give a shout out. I want to give a shout out to Tony Brooks. Tony Brooks is the son of Ronnie B, which stands for Ronnie Brooks. Tony turned 21 years old today. I remember when Ronnie and his wife brought Tony to my home. It was probably 20 over 21 years ago, when he was just probably no more than 6 months old, maybe 4 months old, in his little baby thing, and dressed in blue for boys, of course, and amazing young man. And he's 21. He is of legal age, and I don't know what he's going to do at 21. At 21, 21 is a good age, by the way. I don't know. 21 is not the same as when I turned 21. I was in the Navy at the time. And it wasn't about turning 21 and being able to drink, because in the Navy, we were already drinking. So 21 was just 21. I was a young father at the age of 21. I can tell you that much. So I didn't really get to enjoy those 20, 21, you know, year old years because I was a father. I had to be a responsible young man. But anyway, Tony, happy birthday. We got to get your father on the show. I know he has plenty to say, and we need to talk to him. Ronnie Brooks been on this show for a long time, got this show started, did work with Ronnie. KLRA in Los Angeles, KWRM in Los Angeles, in Riverside, San Bernardino. Ronnie Brooks has been there, but I know he's proud of his son and becoming a man, because he has looked like a man for a couple of years now, but he is legally a man. So at least 17 members of the Marlins organization have now tested positive. So, I mean, the number of positive results on the team reportedly stood at 13 yesterday. And this is why, you know, Monday is so big, and apparently Tuesday's too. And at that time, it included 11 players, two coaches, and this was all following a weekend series with the Philadelphia Phillies at Citizens Bank Park. So just imagine Citizens Bank Park now is being sanitized at a level that you've never seen. And so Major League Baseball postponed Miami's first home series of the season, which was supposed to start yesterday. Two scheduled contests between the Phillies and the Philadelphia Phillies and the New York Yankees were also reportedly postponed, while Philadelphia is waiting for more results. And according to this report from ESPN, no Phillies players or coaches tested positive in the most recent round of testing. And more tests were done today in Philadelphia before the club travels to New York to play on Wednesday. And Now, this is basically what's going to happen with the quarantining process. So one scenario says that it involves the Marlins and Phillies. They're going to have to quarantine for an undetermined period of time. And the Yankees would have to travel to face the Baltimore Orioles on Wednesday and Thursday in Miami. And Philadelphia would make up the postponed games later in the campaign. And so it just gets kind of confusing from this point on. But here's where things get a little bit more interesting, because Commissioner Rob Manfred said that he wasn't going to put this Marlins outbreak in what he called a nightmare category. All right. So baseball, according to Manfred, baseball have these expanded rosters that were put in place for these type of situations. Now, I question those expanded rosters because, I mean, not saying that these other guys are not of professional and quality level, but I mean, it kind of minimizes the game a little bit in the sense that you're not getting the talent that, you know, that you want to see. But this is crazy. It's crazy. It is crazy that Major League Baseball is wanting to continue to play. And I'm understanding why baseball is not wanting to say and not having that knee-jerk reaction and saying, well, you know what, we're just not going to panic here and just stop everything, especially after they're just getting started here. But I think the season certainly has to be in danger. I mean, it has to be. But now, here's the most interesting thing, and this is the one thing that I wanted to tell you about, is that the Marlins apparently knew four players had received positive test results prior to their game against the Phillies on Sunday. But Don Mattingly, the manager, he said the team never really considered not playing. And this is according to The Athletic, Ken Rosenthal and Jason Stark. So, I mean, that just kind of makes you wonder even more. Okay. And so this is why this thing is going to be scrutinized a lot. Not a lot of people are talking about the fact that they already knew that four of those players had tested positive. Had they said something, you know, then maybe they probably knew more than just four. I mean, come on, if four test positive, you got to be concerned that others, I mean, because these teams, they're hanging around. I mean, they're not, I mean, it is. So let's just say the NBA had a policy where, you know what, you know, I think all of these policies are built around, well, you just think one person's going to get, you're going to quarantine that person. But it just don't work that way. I mean, they go down there as a team. They interact together. And this does not surprise me. But the fact that four tested positive prior to the game and Don Mattingly, and maybe he is getting, the cue from his higher ups. But, I mean, it's just kind of crazy, though. It's kind of crazy. So, Manfred, the commissioner, you know, he said he expected some positives this season. It can't be prevented. I agree with that. But the fact that Major League Baseball refuses to operate in a bubble like the NBA, I mean, instead they're traveling, they're moving around, they're coming into contact with tons of people. And what you get is the results of what happened to the Marlins. Someone is going to get severely ill, possibly close to near death, I hope not, before the sports world, and I'm talking about everybody now, comes to a halt. I mean, it's unfortunate that everyone is willing to take that chance. I mean, and it's just unfortunate. So I will applaud the NBA. One thing these teams cannot do is keep information like this private, because it wasn't fair. It's not fair. It wasn't fair for the Phillies that the Marlins knew about these guys testing positive, and then the next day, oh, all of a sudden, oh yeah, let's just add, you know, nine more names to that, to those four that we already knew about. And then all of a sudden today, oh yeah, let's just add some more. I mean, pretty soon you got a whole damn team that's going to be quarantined. I mean, you'd have to think that the whole team should be quarantined. So, yeah, the games are now postponed. And what does that do for Major League Baseball is the whole schedule now has to be sort of, I mean, there's just going to be a ripple down effect to that. And like I said, Dave May had something. I mean, he probably couldn't say what he wanted to say. I think he gave me enough clues to where I know that, you know, who wants to go to Vegas and make a wager on whether or not Major League Baseball is going to finish the season? How much are you willing to put up? Because for those of you who think they will finish the season, I mean, we're not even into, what, three games? And we have a whole, almost a whole damn team. Would you get nine players on a baseball team that's out there on the field? So, I mean, come on, that's a team. I mean, you got 17 now. What is it now? Yeah, I think it's 17 now that, including the coaches. I mean, come on, this cripples a team. Yeah, they might have expanded rosters, but I know baseball teams ain't going around with 53 damn players like the NFL. I know that's not happening. So how many extras do you have? I mean, you know, I'm sure you can always dig down to the minor leagues because those guys are really hungry to come up and play. But, man, you start bringing up, you know, 1A, 2A, type 3A players. I mean, you don't have nothing. I mean, you don't have – I won't say you don't have nothing. You just don't have that competitive, you know, aspect of the game. And this is just getting serious. I have enjoyed some of the games that I'm watching – the Cleveland Indians and the Chicago White Sox. Yeah, I mean, so there's some good baseball. And, you know, when you look at these guys and you, I mean, these guys are human. Somebody hits a home run, someone makes a double play, someone, you know, makes a dive and catch for a ball. And, you know, after the inning, they're going to do what they've always done. They're going to high five, they're going to hug, they're going to do whatever. I mean, and now baseball is saying, well, you know what? We're really going to have to get a little bit more strict about the high-fiving and this, that, and the other. I mean, come on. And this is why sending kids to school, you know, fifth graders, and thinking that they are going to stay away from each other and socially distance, I think that's just wishful thinking, right? I mean, you got to think that, okay, are you going to have a fifth grade teacher try to, you know, make sure that 10-year-old kids who ain't seen each other in a while, who are just kids, you know, not to mention what 10-year-olds do. They scratch their ass, they dig their nose, they rub their hair, they touch other kids. And I mean, that's what they do. It's all, I mean, it's natural. So, and here we got grown-ass men that cannot abide by the rules that baseball put in place, saying, hey, no patting anybody on the ass, no high-fiving. I seen all of that. I mean, and you know what? You see it and you get caught up in it just like the players because you expect it. We've always seen that. We've always seen players high-five each other and hug each other when they do something extraordinary. And let's, you know, some of these things happen this weekend. It's happened in almost every game. Maybe not so much today because, oh, wow, everybody's just kind of really zeroing in on the Marlins now. And this didn't even happen. I mean, who knows, the Marlins, I mean, could have contracted this in Florida. I mean, we are talking about Florida, the state of Florida, which is like one of those states, right? And, you know, who in their right mind would let the Marlins fly out of Florida and go up to Philly, and now Philly is worried, and, oh, the Yankees. I mean, this is just and baseball players are probably – I know I should be taking a break here, but I tell you what, let me stop here because I'm way over. I do need to take a break. We are going to get to the NFL, but I'm not done with baseball yet, all right? So – I need to make sure I play. I think we got some new PSAs for you. We got some new stuff. We're still going to be preaching coronavirus, different message, but pretty much the same theme and everything. So we got to keep that going, okay? That was my commitment to coming back and doing these twice a week shows. So, hey, let's take a break here. And when we come back, we'll wrap up Major League Baseball and get into the NFL, you're listening to The Mean Gene Show here on iHeartRadio. We are strong, we are resilient, and we will get through this together. But these are stressful times, and it's important to also practice good self-care. It's normal to feel overwhelmed, anxious, or afraid, but there is hope. Reach out to someone, connect with your friends, stay in touch with your community, and know that you are not alone. Learn more at wearebroadcasters.com/hope. Furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters and this station. All right, we are back, folks. Once again, you are listening to The Mean Gene Show here on iHeartRadio. So let's close out Major League Baseball. And before we do that, we have the latest information on exactly what Major League Baseball is planning to do in the midst of the Miami Marlins organization, those players testing positive. So the Marlins, they will be off through Sunday. Okay, so the Philadelphia Phillies won't play until Friday, and the New York Yankees will hit the road to take on the Baltimore Orioles on Wednesday and Thursday. This is what the league just announced here just probably less than an hour ago. Additionally, the Washington Nationals, who were supposed to head to Miami this weekend, will be off from Friday to Sunday. So basically, due to the COVID-19 outbreaks, Major League Baseball was forced to change its season schedule. Now, in case you guys didn't notice, Derek Jeter, the great Derek Jeter, is the Marlins CEO, and he announced that the team was going to move to a daily testing schedule and continue to isolate and quarantine as needed or appropriately, however you want to read that. And the Miami-Dade County Mayor, Carlos Jimenez, acknowledged Tuesday that the Marlins should quarantine for 14 days upon returning to South Florida due to the outbreak. And that's, you know, so you get in a political perspective in that as well. So as we had stated earlier, at least 17 members of the Marlins organization have now tested positive after the team played a 3-game series against the Phillies this past weekend. So I guess all eyes on the Philadelphia Phillies. So let's see here. And even before the announcement that came down from Major League Baseball, the Washington Nationals had already voted as a team against going to Florida to play the Marlins. So it's like, okay, I don't think we're really going to wait for baseball to tell us this. And this is just some of that ripple down effect you're going to see. People will panic. People will have the reaction, just like the one the commissioner had when he said, hey, we're not going to cancel the season, but yet you are altering the season. So this throws off that 60-game schedule, and now let baseball tell it, hey, we got a fix in place. Well, no, I think you're making up some of this as you go, but that's okay. Either way, it's a great attempt to come back, but when you got something this major, and like I said, hopefully none of those players and coaches get seriously ill. I don't know if we are going to see. I know the Marlins are not going to see a 60-game schedule. And good luck trying to make these games up. So we will keep an eye on that. So I just want to close out the baseball story, and let's just jump into the NFL, because as I stated earlier in the beginning of the show, players are opting out as the COVID-19 pandemic continues to impact the sports. The NFL did announce a 2-tier opt-out plan in which players can choose not to participate in the 2020 campaign by August 4th and earn a stipend for the year. All right, so we already know the Kansas City Chiefs guard, Laurent Tardif, he was the first one to opt out. The New England Patriots, I guess, man, pretty soon they, I mean, what, they won't even have a team. So they got Dante Hightower, Patrick Chung, Marcus Cannon. None of those guys are going to suit up. Got DeAnthony Thomas from the Ravens, Andre Smith from the Ravens as well, Jordan Mack from the Panthers. I mean, you're getting, the list of teams is growing. You got some Cowboys, you got Packers, Chiefs, Vikings, Jets, Saints. And, you know, the more you have stories like baseball and what happened, I mean, hey, this is a human problem. This is not a baseball problem, not an NBA problem, not a, this is a, you know, this is a human problem. This is a, you know, this is impacting the world, everybody, no one, you know, is safe from this. And it's just funny to see how, you know, people find different ways of dealing with it. And even from a professional sports perspective, I still will applaud the NBA for having a solid plan on paper, doing a hell of a job trying to stick to it. You know, I would say that if something like this happened in the NBA where you have a, you know, 17 people from the same organization, man, it would be tough for Adam Silver to continue on, even in the bubble. Because, I mean, the fact that it would have happened in the bubble, then, yeah, the NBA season would be gone. So, I still think the NBA is going to end up being the catalyst for either how to handle this or for bailing out and shutting down sports again. So we will see. So that's what's happening in the NFL. And I got to think that players will continue to, I know Roger Goodell made an announcement. Actually, he sent a newsletter out to fans. If you're a season ticket holder, you probably got one that, you know, said how the NFL was going to look different this year and things are going to change and, you know, how they're going to improvise, do this, that, and the other. But the NFL is still dreaming if they're thinking they're going to get thousands of fans in stadiums. So it's wishful thinking. It's you know, keeping people hopeful, but you can't even get your players. I mean, you got a team. You may not even have 32 teams on the field for 2020, especially, I mean, if the New Orleans, I mean, if the New England Patriots, I mean, boy, one would have to wonder, is it a collective effort? Are they trying to say something to the league? Are they trying to say something to the, you know, to the organization? I mean, but from the interviews and stories that I've read and seen regarding these players and the reasons why, it's legit. I mean, who could blame them? No one is going to say to these players, oh, you're a wuss. You can't tough this out. Really? No one's going to say that when you have 148,000 people that have lost their lives to coronavirus. So, I mean, this comes down. It's not even money. I mean, shame on you if you are saying, hey, these guys make a lot of money, they can handle it. Now, no one can handle losing a loved one that they're not even going to be able to send off properly. And no one's going to take a chance on a lot of these NFL players are young. They're just starting families. They have babies. You know, they have some wives that are pregnant. And, I mean, it's just the risk factor. I mean, we all should get it and understand it. And, so, yeah, the NFL didn't have a choice but to come up with a plan to say, hey, you know, if you don't want to play, we get it. You can't do anything about this. You know, if these guys don't want to play for the safety, you got the one Kansas City guard who is a healthcare professional. When he's not on the football field, he wants to be out there helping people. Football is not important when he could be saving lives in the hospital room. And we applaud him for that. So, that's what's happening with the NFL now. So I missed the press conference for the WNBA, Chicago Sky. I make it up. They're going to have another one this week. I catch that one. I always like chiming in Coach Wade and some of the players in Chicago, just listening to see what this guy is doing. So the WNBA is in their season. They have started. So I watched some of the NBA scrimmage games on TV, and very competitive, very competitive. Although it looks like summer league, of course, but I mean, but you got real players out there, and they are, I mean, it looks pretty interesting. And like I said, if the NBA can pull this off, man, we will learn a lot from them. But I think in the end, this bubble could be the saving grace for them. And the fact that the ones and twosies that they're getting as far as positive, I don't have any updated positive testing test results from the NBA. Lou Williams didn't test positive or anything. Lou Williams was allowed to leave the bubble to attend a personal matter, which was a funeral. Somehow he ends up in a gentleman's club. And, you know, like I said, people grieve differently. And Lou now finds himself having to be quarantined for 10 days, which probably go into the season, you know, the restart. So that mistake will cost him a little bit. I mean, like I said, people grieve differently. Now, I've never lost a loved one and felt the need to go to a strip club to grieve. But if that's what he did, I think we have to accept that. And, you know, it's going to cost him 10 days of quarantine. And rightfully so, because at a strip club, there are lots of people and, you know, and it gets warm in there. Okay. And I'm sure Corona is just floating around in there waiting for someone. So the NBA is like, nah, Lou, you know, we can't, you know, because, I mean, somebody, and seriously speaking, someone like that could just really impact the bubble. And I'm surprised they didn't give him a 14-day quarantine, which is the norm, a 14-day to really make sure. Because, I mean, Lou Williams could basically shut down the NBA season. I mean, let's just say he went there and you know, did whatever he did, and I'm sure he didn't have no face mask on in the, I mean, maybe he did. I'm just assuming, you know. I mean, he could have caught something and come back and infect he would only infect that bubble that he's in. And this is why the NBA did this thing really cool, how they positioned teams accordingly. There, everybody's not just in no big bubble, okay? Teams are set, split up by records, by conferences, by, I mean, this thing. So, I mean, you're just not going to be able to walk over the one, you know, walk in the bubble and infect the whole bubble. But, I mean, you could certainly impact your whole team. I mean, you know, losing, you know, the 12, 13, 14, 15 players on a basketball team, that's the whole squad, coaching staff and everything. So NBA is taking the steps. So they're taking the stuff pretty serious. I have to applaud them for that once again. So anyway, I think we're going to wrap it up. I think that's it. I think we covered everything in a nutshell there. We got the NFL out the way. We talked about, I mean, who knows, by the time we come on Thursday, which is the 30th of July. We're going to say almost, man, we're almost at the end of the month, almost August, right around the corner. How many more players would have opted out? I just think it just seems like we're getting, you know, two a day. I mean, if this keeps adding up, you know, I mean, you could have over 100 and some players deciding not to play. And just like with baseball and any other sport, it will have an impact on the game and the competitiveness of it. You know, especially when you get a big marquee name, you know, that decides, I mean, right now, certainly Dante Hightower was a big name. So was Patrick Chung. I mean, you know, so this is interesting. We're going to see how this is going to pan out. So anyway, enjoy your Tuesday and we'll come back Thursday, folks. Do it all again. You have been listening to the Mean Gene Show right here on iHeartRadio. Hey, make sure you tell somebody to tell somebody to tell somebody to listen to the Mean Gene Show. I stole that from my late great co-host, Hot Rod Johnson. So anyway, rest in peace, brother. We'll see you back at Thursday on the Mean Gene Show.